This is Among the Stacks, produced by the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky, the podcast where you learn what we're reading and recommending and the library news.
Hi, I'm Sheila Stovall with the Allen County Public Library.
I'm Mariah Hagen.
And I'm Jamie Malley.
Welcome to Among the Stacks. I'm thrilled to be here today with the friendly face of the library with Jamie Malley and Mariah Hagen. They work at the circulation desk of the library. Welcome, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, I sit in the background, and a lot of times people don't even realize I'm in the library, but I hear everything that goes on at the front desk, and I really get tickled sometimes. So, Mariah, I'll start with you. Maybe what are some of the strangest questions that people have asked you since you started working at the library?
I've been here almost 6 years, but most of that's part-time. So a lot of times working at night, I didn't get the questions that you get typically being here all day long while business is going on. I had a gentleman come in the other day and he was like, well, we're trying to sell this house down the road and we're trying to find out what year it's built. The courthouse has no records and all this stuff. So he's going through the pictorial that we have in our reference section. And so I started looking at the house and I said, well, is it slat and mortar built? And he kind of looked at me and I was like, yeah, you know, we know stuff. That's why we're the library. We know stuff here. And so we kind of narrowed it down to maybe the late 20s, early 30s. People will call and say, I can't find this phone number. I know they have a phone. I've called them before, but I can't find. And I just didn't realize that the library was such an informational hub for everyday items and information. So that's what kind of shocked me when I first started working here. And even this week, you know, the things that people come in and was like, you know, we knew we could depend on you. And that's one good thing I like hearing. I knew when I walked in here, like, you girls would be the ones to give us the answer.
Well, you know, our mission statement is serving Allen County's need to know. We don't always know the answers, but we do have a lot of resources at our fingertips to be able to look up the questions. Well, what about you, Jamie? You've been here a while. So tell us a little bit about maybe some of the strange questions or issues that you deal with on a regular basis at the library.
Well, like you all said, we know how to find out things. And there's a quote that says the internet is the biggest library in the world, but all the books are on the floor. And the thing is that we know how to find those books. So as librarians, we can find information in this big jumble of information. I like to think of it as like some yarn that's all tangled up and we're untangling it to get your answers for you.
Oh, that's a great description.
Wonderful.
And it's awesome when we're able to find an answer for some obscure question, like somebody can bring in a picture of a flower and we can find out what it is. Or, you know, they have different questions and it's just great when we're able to find the answers for them.
Yes. What about you, Sheila? What's something that you've been asked?
Well, this was a while back, but people do shock me. I always tell people I get an education and a half at the library every day, and none of it's from the books. But a gentleman brought in a sample of some scat that he found in his garage and wanted me to help him identify it. And we did. And it was from a raccoon. So I would just tell our listeners is, sometimes you can take a picture of something like that.
Sure.
We really appreciate that. And then something else is people don't realize is we have security cameras all over this property. And not in the restrooms. So you're safe in the restrooms. But everywhere else, just be aware that there's probably someone watching you. And I've seen things that I can't unsee and don't want to see ever again. So,
well, I'll catch myself on a slow day. If there's somebody I know, like it has went down to the basement and they've been down there for a while, like I'll turn around and I'll look at the security monitor and I'm like, oh, now where is so-and-so, you know, or we'll see a kid running in the basement and they'll come upstairs and we're like, you don't need to be running downstairs. And they're, well, how'd you know? And I'll point up to the huge monitor behind me and I'll say, there's 32 cameras and they're all on you. And they take their books out and they leave.
So we see stuff. Well, but it's a great place to work. And I love that we're back to our normal hours of operation since COVID and we've got our staff here. So it's almost like a family reunion because we are a community hub. And so we're so thankful that things are getting back to normal. Well, we're here to talk about books. So Mariah, have you been reading something interesting that you might want to recommend to our listeners today?
Yes. A lot of you guys already know me and know that I've been super excited about my recent move back out to the country. And I've got this little old farmhouse and I've been painting. So I decided, well, let's listen to a good audiobook. And I came across from another podcast, they were talking about Conjure Women. Now, I'm not going to butcher her last name, but her first name is Afna, and it's A-T-A-K-O-R-A. And she writes this book about the main lady is Rue, but she is a freed slave. She goes back and they got it in slave time, wartime, freedom time. And it does bounce back and forth, but there's something will happen during slave time. And then she'll say freedom time. And it's directly linked to that. You know, it's just the outcome of that decision that was made in that moment. And it's about her mother teaching her the ways of a slave, midwife, witch doctor, you know, the herbs and the potions that help, you know, your everyday ailments. And so her mother taught her the way, and then her mother passed away. And I didn't realize, and this book is very historically accurate. So if antebellum times bother you, this is probably not the book for you, but it is very well written, well researched. I did not realize that once a plantation was burned down and the slaves that were left there, they built little towns. And I had no idea that that happened. So they've got their little town, and then this curse falls on the town, and several babies start dying. So Rue is trying to...
Wait, don't tell us too much.
I know. I'm trying really hard. It's so exciting. But it's just about Rue, the choices Rue makes and how it outcomes. It's very good. It's one of those that every time I had to get ready to go somewhere or I had to turn it off, I really did not want to. Now I'm reading Where the Crawdads Sing. And I know I'm late to the party. Everybody else has read it. But again, I've heard so much about it and I'm still in the process of doing work on my house. Della Owen, she is amazing. I'd watched an interview with her and just her writing process. If you don't know anything about her, reach out, learn stuff about her. She is an amazing woman all on her own. And this is her only book and she's in her 70s. And she just wrote it. I think what drew me to this book was not only just the fanfare of it, but the fact that this little child, this 8-year-old child, is out there on her own and she's surviving and she's thriving. And, you know, she's basically an orphan. Everybody has left her parents, her siblings, and they haven't died. They've just left her. And you see it's like 1952 and 1965, I think, so years. And it's just, it bounces back and forth and you see her as an adult, you see her as a child, and it's beautifully written. The swamp that she lives in is, she just describes it so beautiful that I want a vacation home in the swamp.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't like the mosquitoes, but something really interesting about that story is that it is connected to a real life murder mystery from 1995. Wow. When she and her then husband, Mark Owens, were doing conservation work in Zambia.
Really? I did not know that.
Well, just ask the librarian.
I'm kind of a crime junkie, so I need to look that up.
So, Jamie, you've read that book too, I know.
Yes, it was just beautiful, just beautiful. Is her name Kaya?
Yes.
Yes. So I listen to audiobooks with my son, and as we were listening, he said, the next time we get a pet, we're going to name it Kaya.
Oh,
because he loved it too.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was a beautiful book. Just the descriptions of that area, and it's sometimes you get so steeped into the language of a book that you feel like you're actually there, and that's how it was with that one.
And she wrote it very simply. Like there's no there's no terms, nothing that you're going to have to research to understand. She does it so great. Yeah.
You know, I love that book. And when I got to thinking, is there anything out there like it? I really couldn't come up with anything, but some people have said, if you like that book, that you might want to check out The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. Mm-hmm. And as I think about that, I have read that book too. And I can see that because they're both sort of stories of survival in a wilderness. Now, The Great Alone takes place in Alaska, and Where the Crawdad Sings takes place in the swamp. But they're both very young girls growing up, learning how to survive in the wilderness, like, you know, catching fish, or in Alaska, she kills elk, I'm not sure, caribou, I suppose, or the fish, the salmon, and that sort of thing. So they're both sort of wilderness survival stories. And there's also a murder mystery.
I'll have to check that out.
In both of those. Yes. So I love that book.
The Great Alone is also awesome. It's wonderful.
It is by Kristen Hanna. So I love that book too. So, it's really made me tense. I had to, you know, chew on my fingernails. Like I have to read the last chapter sometimes to make sure that my people make it, because I get so stressed out. There's some tension in these books. So if you're wanting sort of a nice, relaxing book to read,
don't read that.
This is not,
that's not it.
So, well, what about you, Jamie? What are you reading today that makes you, you feel like recommending to someone?
I've been reading a series, several different series. There's one by Alex Kava, and the main character trains dogs, scent dogs. And he'll train them for airport work, looking for drugs or cadaver dogs or to find missing people, whatever. And he has this one kind of special dog that's a Jack Russell Terrier named Grace. And she can do all of the work that he does, that he teaches his dogs. He just has to put a different vest on her, and she knows what they're after. She's that smart.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I love books, you know, I love books with dogs because I love dogs, but that's not all I read. But I do have kind of a dog thing going on right now, because another series I'm reading, I think it's David Rosenstein is the author. I'm not absolutely sure about that, but the character is named Andy Carpenter, and he's a lawyer. And he inherits millions of dollars. So he has all this money, but he still is doing his lawyer work, and his girlfriend is his investigator. And he has a dog named Tara that's a golden retriever. And there's one client that they have that's been falsely imprisoned for 7 years, and they solve the crime and get him out of prison because he wasn't the one that did it. And then he gets a big settlement of millions of dollars. And so they go in together and they make this shelter for all these dogs that are going to be euthanized. And they, you know, keep them and take care of them and find them good homes. So that's another series that's really, I'm really enjoying.
Okay. I think it's David Rosenfeld.
Oh, okay.
R-O-S-F-E-L-T. Yes. Is it the K-Team?
I'm sorry?
It's the name of the book, The K-Team. He also has Muzzled Out right
Andy
now.
Andy Carpenter is the character. I'm not sure. I don't have a thing here, but that's probably right.
You got your action, but it's also heartwarming.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a very much of a smart aleck. He reminds me a lot of the Robert B. Parker character, Spencer. So, and these books, like he'll just pop off all the time and just be a real smart aleck because he doesn't care.
And for you young folks, that Spencer for Hire, which was an old TV show.
Yeah, with Robert Urich.
Oh, okay. So I'm looking at the Andy Carpenter books. The 2010 one was Dog Tags,
yeah.
The Andy Carpenter series. So it starts out with Open and Shut. Yes. And that was way back when in 2002. Right. First Degree was 2003. Bury the Lead was 2004. Sudden Death, 2005. Dead Center, 2006. Play Dead, 2007. New Tricks, 2009. And Dog Tags, 2000.
Yes, it's all dogs all the time.
Yeah, you know, I had all that right in my
brain. You didn't even look it up.
But I might have cheated just a little bit.
That wasn't Google, was it? No.
No. Do librarians use Google?
Oh, only when we need
it. Yes.
Yeah. That's our secret. Do have a favorite book that I've read recently, and it's called 10,000 Doors of January. And it's by Alex Harrow. Ooh. And that one has a little bit of magic, a little bit of travel, a little bit of adventure, and of course a dog. But she, the main character, well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you anything about that book.
Is it new?
January is, I think it was last year.
Okay.
But it's, January is a person. A girl who has a lot of adventures, and you need to read it.
Awesome.
So,
okay, is that Empire of Light? Did you say
no? Yeah. 10,000 Doors of January.
Oh, 10,000! I love that title.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You caught me googling.
It's a little bit of a time travel, or not really time. It's not time travel. It's more like she steps through a door into another place. So these doors take her to another world.
And the book page, she's got a new book out in that. That's why I was thinking that was the new one. So, check out your book page.
Everything I've read by Alex Harrow is wonderful. Yeah. If you like magic, go for it. Well, how about you, Sheila? What have you been reading?
I have been reading a Christian fiction sweet romance. It's called A Dazzle of Diamonds by Liz Johnson, and it's a Gulf Coast romance. One of the things that this book did not make me tense. This was a nice, fun, relaxing read with a sweet romance, but also with a bit of mystery, a treasure hunt. It's the main character is Penelope, and her best friend is Tucker, and they're not romantically involved, but they both, you know, like the other one, but they don't want to risk their friendship. Okay. And they go on a treasure hunt, and I'll just leave it at that. But it's a sweet romance, and I love Liz Johnson's books because they're a great escape. She always writes stories in beautiful locations. It's like you really do get to travel there, and she does a lot of research. I mean, tough job. She has to go to these really cool places.
Yeah, that's
so
awful.
She can write about it. I feel so sorry for Liz that she has to go down to the Georgia coast and do research about mansions and food and I love her books. I think that makes me sad because this is the last of the Georgia Coast romance series. So I recommend that book. It's very entertaining, and I love the mystery of it. So that's what I've been reading. Well, ladies, looks like our time is growing short. Yes. We just only have a couple of minutes. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about books you're reading or recommending, or just anything about what's going on at the library?
I don't have any book, but I would recommend the movie 1917. It runs along the lines of maybe Band of Brothers. That's it.
Yeah.
And Saving Private Ryan, but the scenes are all shot in one shot. So you feel like you're there with him during all of this. So definitely check that out.
Okay. Well, I'll also let our listeners know that, of course, we want to see you to come in and check out books, but I'll just do a little library commercial. We also offer digital books, either for your audiobook that you can download to your phone or an MP3 player, or for ebooks for your e-reader. And our recorded book subscription, which is books that are always available, has recently been merged into our OverDrive or Libby app. So now you only have to go one place and you have access to everything. Awesome. So go out, check out our website at www.allencountylibrary.com and click on digital books. If you don't have the Libby app, just load down it from your app store and then you can read to your heart's content. If you can't get out, especially during COVID-19, while you're afraid to get out, well, you can download books to your e-reader or to your audiobook device. You know, one of our regular lists or library patrons came in the other day and she said, I never would have used an e-reader had it not been for COVID-19. But now she said, I'm hooked. I just love it because I can increase the font on my e-reader. And she said, I was actually reading a book the other day and I kept tapping the book to make it turn the page. That does not work. Well, we're out of time. I would just thank you for joining us today for Among the Cat. I forgot the name of our podcast. Our podcast is Among the Stacks, and this has been produced by the Allen County Public Library. Thanks for joining us, girls.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Among the Stacks, a podcast produced by the staff of the Allen County Public Library in Scottsville, Kentucky. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you among the stacks.